do you remember at the beginning of the pandemic when it was recommended to use contactless payments at grocery stores and other stores, credit and debit instead of cash? Well, guess what? That way of paying for things is still going strong. A new study from the AgriFoods Analytics Lab at Dalhousie University suggests for about 90% of you are using some kind of electronic payment to buy your groceries. And listen to this. It also suggests a quarter of grocery stores won't accept cash in 5 years. What? Let's dive into it with Dr. Sylvain Charlebois, who is the director of the AgriFoods Analytics Lab. Dr. Charlebois, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
Sylvain, do you pay with cash when you go to the grocery store?
I can't remember the last time I saw a $10 bill. Do you?
No, I never pay cash with anything anymore.
Yeah, well, I feel bad because as you walk into a grocery store, there's always a charity.
Yeah.
Someone asking for money. You want to support them, but you can't because they'd only accept cash, and I'm always out of cash.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like when I have a couple of 20s or whatever jammed in my wallet, it's like, oh, what is that? And then I forget about them. Okay, so let's take a look at this study. As I mentioned in the intro, the study found what more than 90% of Canadians are using some kind of electronic payment to buy their groceries. Credit cards, debit cards, still pretty much the popular. I think that's just the way it's going. I think that's just convenience now. But it seems to me that some of us are starting to get a little leery about using them, maybe questioning our privacy and what kind of data is being collected.
Well, that's the thing. First of all, the one thing I've noticed this week when we released our study, a lot of Canadians actually think that retailers are obligated to accept cash. That's not the case in Canada.
It's not.
There is no law forcing them to accept cash. That's the thing. It's legal tender, yes, but it's legal tender. It doesn't mean that they're forced to actually accept cash. They'll accept the legal tender through some digital means like your credit card or your debit card. That's the thing. And so it is actually quite possible to see at least a quarter of grocery stores not accepting cash within 5 years.
Okay, so but why would they do that? Is it just easier to not accept cash?
Well, any retailer will tell you cash is great, but it's also work. You have to manage your cash, you have to count it, you have to deposit. You're prone to human error. There's lots of things that can happen. It can attract theft as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of things that can happen with cash. And so even though they do pay a fee, and smaller stores will actually accept cash because they want to avoid fees. But larger retailers, really, they have a huge volume of sales. So the extra fees that they have to pay, they don't really mind because it's actually less costly than all the mistakes and the labor required to manage the cash. So that's why there is a huge incentive to actually go cashless.
So on the cashless front, and I touched on it, there is some concern though about privacy. People start, I think more and more people are starting to wonder about how they're being tracked, what information they can get from things, how it's being used. That was something that was really brought up in the report.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you give a plastic to your grocer, you're giving a part of yourself. You're giving data, personal data. And in return, you get convenience. You get promotions. You get all sorts of information in regards to the different things that they're trying to sell you. Most people don't mind, but what we notice is that 53% of Canadians actually do mind and do think that perhaps grocers may go too far when it comes to privacy. The other issue, of course, is our cyber attacks. And in recent months, we've heard that Empire Sobeys was victim of a cyber attack, Maple Leaf Foods as well. What's going on with the data, the private data that they actually have? Have pirates actually got access to personal data? So those are questions that people are asking. And the other issue, of course, is discrimination. Only 6% of Canadians actually use cash to pay groceries, but the vast majority of Canadians feel that it would be discriminatory if for one reason or another, grocers decided to not accept cash.
Well, and I wonder about that for, you know, there are folks out there that don't have banks. You know, we can call them the unbanked or the underbanked. That's a reality for some people out there.
There are more people that are unbanked than you think. 6% of Canadians are, I was shocked to see the numbers. I mean, we're talking 1.5 million Canadians that are unbanked. And those who are underbanked, so people who may have a bank account but don't use it regularly for regular transactions, that's 15% of the population. That's a lot of people out there who may feel disenfranchised if, for one reason or another, they go out and they face a cashless economy.
Sylvain, how many stores are that you know of? Are there chains, anything that have already moved to cashless?
In the grocery space?
Yeah.
I'm not aware. I'm actually not aware of one yet, but here's the thing. I'm seeing the writing on the wall. I mean, more and more grocers are asking people to use self-checkouts. Yeah. There's more automation. There's more AI being used. I can tell. You can tell this is where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it doesn't bother me. I actually love using plastic to pay my way out of a grocery store. But a lot of people are concerned.
Sylvain, before I let you go, I want you, and I have you on the phone. When it comes to these ongoing costs of groceries, are we going to see any break here in the next little bit?
We're in a rough spot still right now, and that's what we said in December when we released Canada's food price report. Yeah. It's going to be a tough winter, early spring, but things are getting better. The supply chain is improving. The Ukraine factor is really no longer a factor. So things are smoothing little by little. But we are, I'd say probably until the end of March, it's still going to be rough out there. So just hang in there. Don't do what you're doing already because you're probably losing money. Just make sure you alternate, you go visit different stores and check your grocery receipt. There's always a mistake there. Every five times, I find a mistake there.
Really?
Once. And you can save hundreds of dollars. And if the grocer actually makes a mistake on one item, if it's under $10, that grocer owes you that item for free, by the way. Those are rights that you have.
You know, it's interesting. And you wrote an article about it, I think it was today, talking about Loblaw's lifting of no-name price freezes shows discount groceries in Canada is an illusion.
Yep.
But I was like, my goodness, I mean, the prices are off the charts. But, you know, when you take a look at, you know, true discount stores, they're few and far between, aren't they, when it comes to groceries?
In Canada, we don't necessarily have a true discount grocer. If you go to Europe, they have Aldi and Lidl, and of course in the United States, there's about 200 Lidls and 2,500 Aldis. Those grocers are true discount grocers. They're independent, standalone discount grocers. No Frills, for example, would be a discount grocer in Canada, but it's not truly a discount grocer because it's part of Loblaw. So that's the problem we have in Canada. If we want cheaper deals, more affordable food, that we need a disruptor in Canada, and we don't have that right now, and that's why I wrote the piece today in the Globe.
Yeah, I'm going to urge people to go check it out because it was quite eye-opening. Dr. Charlebois, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me on this Friday afternoon. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Yeah, take it easy. Dr. Sylvain Charlebois is the professor and director of the Agri-Food Analytics Lab at Dalhousie University. This text says, cash is king. When the power systems go down, at least I will be able to shop. That's Deb this afternoon. 780-496-0063. Cody says, use Apple Pay. All that information is changed from your actual card number. Angie says, I don't use debit for any purchase under $30. Coffee takeout places do not like when I pay cash. Too bad. When the systems crashed this summer, I had a good laugh at everyone who was losing their minds about it. As I said to Sylvain, rarely ever use cash. Rarely have cash on me.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.